Welcome back. We're here at St. Thomas Sports Park where the Titans are wrapping up mini camp. Recently, linebacker Sean Phillips, one of the newest additions to the Titans, sat down for a one-on-one with voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.
He's been one of the best pass rushers in the NFL over the last decade, and now he's a Tennessee Titan. I'm talking about Sean Phillips. And one of the key things about the Titans signing Sean Phillips, they don't have to play against Sean Phillips. Always played well against Tennessee. Why is that?
I don't know. I try to play well every game. But one reason is it's just always been such a heated rivalry, you know, like with the guys on offense against our guys on defense. They were always just really physical games, and that's just how it was. So you always play better when you know you got to, like, strap it on and, like, guys are coming after you.
But what's it like then when you switch to the other side? I guess you learned about that last year in Denver, didn't you?
For me, I embrace change. I love having change, and just being able to come, like, I know, like, a couple people throughout history that's played in the Tennessee organization. Like, two of the best Tennessee players ever were Eddie George and Whitecheck, and those guys grew up in Philadelphia, and that's where I'm from. So I just want to try to carry on that tradition with those guys.
Okay, who taught you how to pass rush?
Honestly, I really don't know. It's just kind of like something, it's kind of like a gift almost. But my college coaches, I had some good college coaches, and one of the things they taught me was play football like basketball. Like when you're playing basketball, you dribble the ball and you go around the guy. Now you get to go around the guy without a ball. And so that's how I incorporated it into my game. Like I just try to like juke people and go around. But now the older I'm getting, I think I need to try to switch it up and like run people over a little more.
Who is a great pass rusher in your mind?
Who do you look up to?
I mean, one of my favorite pass rushers is Robert Mathis from the Indianapolis Colts. And I tell people that all the time and they think I'm crazy. But if you look at his numbers and you just look at the guy play, he's one of my favorite guys to watch.
What makes a great pass rusher?
Your wiggle. Like it's almost like being able to like contort your body a certain way or like be able to get a good dip to the ground. Like, so I think it's just being agile enough to like move around and like make it, they call it make yourself slippery. But I think those are the best pass rushers, the guys that can make themselves slippery.
Are you better at 33 than you were at 23 at rushing the passer?
I'm smarter now. I mean, when I was 23, I was just fast. I just ran around everybody. You know, now I'm a little older, so you lose a little step. But now I get to play a lot with my brain. One thing somebody taught me a long time ago is when you're young, your athleticism here, your smarts is here. But as you get older, you start to go like this, and which is okay. If your athleticism goes down a little, your smarts go up a little. It balances out. So,
Sean, why did you want to be part of Ray Horton's defense here in Tennessee?
I just look at the success that he's had with coming to new teams and, you know, his Arizona team and in Cleveland. Like, those guys, he's always been a top defense. I mean, even throughout his career, he's been a very, very solid player. Been to a Super Bowl, obviously, as a coach and a player. And he wants me to rush the passer. I mean, that's what I enjoy doing, and that's what he wants me to do. I can't ask for a better coordinator than that.
You're almost like a baseball team. You've been brought in to hit home runs.
Yes, and I look forward to it. I want to be a power hitter, you know. But I think I want to be a well-rounded player, not just hit home runs. I want to fill up the stat sheet. That's something I've been priding myself over my career, playing a lot of games, being very durable, being very dependable, and that's what you're going to expect now.
79 and a half career sacks is the goal, personally, to get to 100.
Well, this year was the first year I ever, like, thought about it, and personally, my goal is 100 sacks, 10 interceptions, 25 to 34 fumbles. I feel like that's a good campaign for retirement for myself. These are personal goals for myself, and I think that would, and a Lombardi trophy, obviously, that would put a complete stamp on my career, and I've accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish in football.
Well, we're glad you're on our team now. We're tired of playing against you. Sean Phillips, thank you.
Thank you.
Sean Phillips with us, our special guest here on Titans All Access. We're back with more of the show right after this.